We're going to begin the hour by throwing the spotlight on one of the great organizations here in our community that does good work for Chapel Hill and Carrboro. It's the Interfaith Council for Social Service, founded all the way back in 1963, celebrating 56 years this year in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Originally founded by seven local church women all the way back in 63, but it has grown since then. Still has a small staff and a lot of volunteers working to address poverty, hunger, and homelessness in Chapel Hill, Carrboro. We are joined by a couple of folks from the IFC, who I'll introduce in just a second. The interview is presented by Crave Kava Bar and Tea Lounge, your friendly ethnobotanical specialist in Carrboro, and we thank them for helping us throw the spotlight on some of these great organizations, including the IFC. And we are joined by Jackie Jenks, who's the executive director of the IFC, and Kristen Laverne, who's the community service director. Jackie, Kristen, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having us.
So, Jackie, let me, that was in unison. I like that.
We worked on that.
We're starting out good. All right. So, Jackie, tell us more about the IFC's mission. Generally speaking, poverty and hunger and homelessness, what's the work that you do?
Mm-hmm. So, IFC confronts the causes and responds to the effects of poverty in our community. So, half of our mission is about providing services that alleviate the effects of poverty through our many direct services, and the other half is about confronting the causes of poverty, such as racism, low wages, income disparity, and the lack of affordable housing.
So what are some of the services that are offered? I know we've spent a lot of time in the last year talking about the community kitchen, which has got the new facility opening. What does that entail, and what else do you do?
Right. So IFC is the primary provider of safety net services in the community. Our food programs, like you mentioned, offer both hot, nutritious meals every day in the food pantry, which will be co-located with the community kitchen in the new facility, offers groceries to households up to once each month. We also provide in that site emergency financial assistance to our neighbors in crisis who need assistance with rent and utilities, emergency medication, emergency transportation, and other immediate needs. And also, IFC is the sole provider of shelter services in Orange County for those experiencing homelessness.
How is it going with the new space?
It is going. We are getting ready to take the building down, hopefully at the end of the month. Mm-hmm. And we anticipate opening in summer 2020.
And you also mentioned earlier that the IFC also works to address the root causes of hunger and homelessness, too. What is some of that work?
Right. So we have, for about a year and a half now, we have had a racial equity team that's been working on looking at equity within and beyond IFC and what that would look like. We have a number of our organization stakeholders, our members and residents, our volunteers, staff, board members, all working on that. We're also working, looking at some of the root causes around need for living wage jobs, need for affordable housing, and our members have been very active in advocating for some of those needs as well.
Speaking with Jackie Jenks, and we've also got Kristen Laverne here, the Community Service Director from the IFC. IFCweb.org, by the way, for more information on the Interfaith Council for Social Service. Kristen, I want to get to you in just a second, but one more question for Jackie. You're coming to the Chapel Hill Carrboro area from San Francisco, right? And it's been about 2.5 years,
What are
the differences between the kind of the big city in San Francisco and this community here? What are you seeing that's different? What are the unique challenges, and what's the same?
So San Francisco, as folks probably know, is also dealing with a lot of income inequality issues, affordability issues. Homelessness is a major issue in San Francisco. So one of the things that I noticed that is different is that the scale that we're dealing with here in Orange County around homelessness and poverty is different than what San Francisco is dealing with. Mm-hmm. But some of the same things are really the needs, and the needs across the country are the same for folks who are experiencing homelessness and food insecurity.
Well, Kristen Laverne has been with the IFC for a long time, has seen a lot of things grow and change and stay the same in our community. And you've been with the IFC for 25 years, right? Celebrating that this week, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, that's correct.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations? Question mark. Yeah. It's a lot of work to be with one organization for that long. But so, what have you seen in 25 years? What was it like 25 years ago?
Yeah. So IFC started as a volunteer organization in 1963. I was one of the first staff that was hired before there was even a paid executive director. Mm-hmm. The programs that we have are basically the same. We had at that point the food pantry on Wilson Street and the shelters and community kitchen on Rosemary Street. In 1998, we opened Home Start, which allowed the women and children to move out of the facility downtown into a more dignified space. Back then, there was a lot of energy around advocating for needs of kids. Mm-hmm. So there was that sort of was the focus at that point.
How have needs changed?
The needs really haven't changed a whole lot. We continue to sustain our programs with volunteers and the coming together of community. And meeting those immediate needs provides a stopgap for folks, but it doesn't really address the causes of the problems. What we're able to provide really isn't enough still. It sort of provides that immediate need, but the situation remains present for many people.
Have you seen IFC's approach change over the years? I know there are different programs and different services. Is kind of the mission different?
Sure. In addition to new facilities, like I mentioned, Home Start for the women and families, mm-hmm. The new shelter for the men 3 years ago, mm-hmm. and now the new space for the food security programs opening next year. So that's been really exciting. But again, like I said, a lot of the needs have stayed the same. People are still struggling to find affordable housing, still struggling to make ends meet to feed their families. So IFC has slowly begun to address some of those root causes of poverty and homelessness.
Speaking with Kristen Laverne, so as you move into your next 25 years with the IFC, what are you most excited about?
I think I'm really excited for the new building. Mm-hmm.
That's going to be so cool when it's done. And,
it sure is. It sure is. It's primarily where I have worked the last few years, so mm-hmm. I'm really excited that we'll have a new space. And definitely look forward to that being a hub for the community to come together to learn about what's happening, not just to get their needs met, but just to provide that community space for folks as well.
Mm-hmm. Also got Jackie Jenks here in the studio. What are you most excited about moving forward?
I think, like Kristen said, really having a hub for our non-residential services, but also having additional space where people can naturally come together. They can share their experiences. This is already happening in a lot of ways in IFC's programs, but having one space where we can bring people together, learn about what's happening, what kind of local initiatives are happening, policies that the councils might be grappling with, and really have our members and residents be able to engage in a different way. Mm-hmm. We're also looking at leadership development of our members and residents, bringing folks on to our board, and just how, you know, other ways where people can become involved. And I think the new building will offer that as well.
Speaking with Jackie Jenks and Kristen Laverne, and we're talking about the Interfaith Council for Social Service. IFCweb.org is the website if you want to know more information. And I got to wrap up by talking about how people can get involved, because this has always been a volunteer-based, volunteer-driven organization. So people are listening to this. They want to get involved in some way. What are the best ways to do it?
Right. So there are more than 2,500 volunteers and supporters of IFC in our community, and we would love for you to join us. Folks can go to the website and learn how to contribute time and resources. People can learn about the root causes of poverty and homelessness and get involved. And ultimately at IFC, we know that people want to take care of each other, and we provide a space for people to do that. So no matter who you are, you can find a place for IFC, and we invite you to join us.
If you want to donate, if you want to sign up, if you just want to learn more, again, head online and visit the website ifcweb.com. IFC.org. And thanks again to Kristen Laverne, 25 years of service. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
And Jackie Jenks as well. Thank you both so much for being with us today.
Thanks so much, Aaron.
Thank you.
And thanks again to Crave Kava Bar for making this interview possible. Kava's been building and celebrating community for centuries, and Crave is happy to continue that tradition right here in the Chapelboro area. If you want more information on them, visit cravekava.com. And again, ifcweb.org for more on the Interfaith Council for Social Service.